It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, October 8th, 2018. Today is the birthday of American inventor James Frank Duryea, born in Wyoming, Illinois in 1869. Together with his older brother Charles, he developed the first gasoline-powered automobile in America. After graduating from high school, Charles moved to Washington, D.C. to work in the bicycle business. Frank followed closely on his heels in 1888. Two more moves in as many years brought the Duryea brothers to Springfield, Massachusetts. Charles had already earned a reputation for unusual design elements in his bicycle with a smaller wheel in front and a steering lever on the sides of the seat. The two brothers researched the internal combustion engine at the Springfield Public Library. Charles drew the designs and made the connection with their chief investor, Irwin Markham, who put up $1,000, which paid for space in an old machine shop, a collection of cast-off parts including an old buggy, and Frank's $3-a-day salary. Charles went back to Illinois to follow other pursuits. Frank worked 10 hours a day to make Charles's design a reality. Over the course of 4 road tests, Frank changed those designs in many ways. By trial and error, he worked out problems of ignition, carburation, and transmission. He devised a method of muffling the engine's extreme noise with a wooden box. In January 1894, Frank made what he believed was his first successful road test. On November 28, 1895, Frank Duryea won the first motor car race in the United States, sponsored by the Chicago Times-Herald. The race course was a 54-mile loop along the lakeshore from Chicago to Evanston, and then through multiple Chicago neighborhoods and back to the starting point. The race proved to be a nightmare. It was held during one of Chicago's great snowstorms. Two of the contestants became comatose from exposure to the cold, and the contestants' cars got stuck in snowdrifts. They slid into other vehicles and stalled repeatedly. Duryea, who completed the race in 10 hours and 23 minutes, traveled at an average speed of 5.25 miles per hour. The race introduced Americans to the motor wagon and proved once and for all that the days of the horse and buggy were numbered. For his part, Frank Duryea returned to his shop in Massachusetts and continued his work and research to improve his vehicles. In 1896, the Duryea brothers built 13 cars by hand, and thus they became the largest gas-powered automobile factory in the United States, but only for a short time. Frank Duryea died in Saybrook, Connecticut on February 15, 1967, at age 97. He was the last surviving member of the automotive industry's founding fathers. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 8th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.